on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The N2 has been closed in the vicinity of Mthuba Thuba in northern KZN after a cash-in-transit heist. Reports from the scene are that two cash vehicles were stopped by an unknown number of suspects this morning. Emergency services there say one of the vehicles was bombed, and it's understood the suspects fled the scene. Numerous shots were also fired. Craig Buerther is with KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service.
KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services responded to the scene and rendered immediate medical attention to a patient that had thankfully only sustained minor injuries. Emergency services are currently on scene, along with South African police services.
12 people have been hurt in a minibus taxi crash on Durban's Umgeni Road. The vehicle is said to have collided with a bus near Churchill Road this morning before slamming into a wall at a business premises. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
First responders arrived on scene to find multiple casualties, and immediately more ALS paramedics, ambulances, as well as advanced life support paramedics were dispatched to assist. Approximately 12 people had sustained injuries ranging from minor to serious. And once stabilized on scene, they were transported to various Durban hospitals.
Temporary shelters have been built for flood victims who lost their homes in Port Chepstone. Human Settlements assessed the extent of the damage in the storm-hit municipalities of Rainkunyeni and Umdoni yesterday. Minister Thembi Samalane joined provincial officials on a two-day disaster oversight visit as recovery efforts continue in parts of KZN. Torrential rains have claimed the lives of at least 15 people and displaced hundreds in recent weeks. The department's Ndabazinhle Sibiya says they've assisted 4 families so far.
We can indicate that the verification process has been completed and the plans to ensure that the temporary residential units are finished within a couple of days in Umdoni.
And South Korea's Air Force has issued a public apology after one of its fighter jets dropped 8 bombs, injuring civilians during a training exercise. It says they were released by accident. 7 people were injured when the general-purpose bombs fell on a church building and sections of 2 houses. South Korea was holding combined live fire drills with the U.S. at the time. The Air Force says it deeply regrets the incident. An accident response committee is investigating. Those affected will be compensated. A recap of our lead story. There's been a cash-in-transit attack on the N2 in the vicinity of Mthuba Thuba. I'm Nitara Nadesan. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch.